Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Deep Thoughts. Today we're going to discuss QAnon, because I think you might have just fucked up as I pull on this Series D Particus from Cuba. Before I get started, let's discuss the factors of trying to process what I'm about to say, which is that people are loyal to things and groups, and that's sort of the root of the problem of this world right now, right? You get so loyal that you're willing to do things you wouldn't normally do for your buddies, for your group. No matter how crazy your cohorts are, you will continue to support them, right? I'm a Democrat, and no matter how crazy those motherfuckers get, you'll continue to support them 24/7. Dangerous. So when I get into the QAnon thing, there's obviously loyalists that think they've seen a billion proofs. I think I've seen some pretty amazing stuff. I just said an episode, I thought he was very, very legit due to a John McCain prediction, 4:28 p.m. death. I said it wrong. It was the Ohio governor, I think, was the one that said that he was put to death. All that very well may be true. But I and a few others have picked up on a fuck-up of his. You know, Q's throwing out, you know, all this information, which really ends up being sort of published within the 24-hour period that he espouts it. So he may just be a dude who's very autistic himself. Maybe he is inside the administration, you know, tip-top, tippy-top thing. But he has no super privileged information. But someone asked him a question, because people do ask him other questions about chemtrails, moon missions, that kind of stuff. I have seen the moon one that often, but he replied to the moon mission one. And I think he wholeheartedly embarrassed himself. Someone asked him if the moon missions were real or fake. And he said they're not fake, but they were, the real moon missions were in some secret covert mission behind the scenes. It's the dumbest fucking statement he could have ever said, and it really reveals his age and his patriotism, his lack of science, and his lack of knowledge about the moon hoax in order to say such a stupid thing. Now, I just did a moon hoax episode 2, so this is going to sound super redundant for those of you who are into that episode, but it really was an interesting angle to say, but Q, if this shit was real, the whole world would be a different place. It would. It would be completely different if we had ever been to the moon. First and foremost, like Bart Sabrell says, we would have gone back. No problem. We would have gone back. But we never did. We never even attempted to fake going back. Two, we wouldn't be dragging out Russian boosters out of a warehouse in Siberia and discovering that they're 2.5 times more powerful than one of our boosters of 1995's incarnation, let alone 1969's F1 boosters, of which are fucking all disappeared with no schematics or anything, because they were shit compared to the Russians. China's rover wouldn't have looked like it was in my backyard if I simply didn't feed my grass for a couple years. Unbelievable. NASA has claimed to have, you know, put probes around the moon. Even, I think, in the late 90s, slamming a 500-pound piece of copper into the South Pole to create a big plume of dust into the sky that they could then hit with a, you know, light spectrum analysis to figure out its chemical composition, which made a lot of sense when I was in the 90s. And now I think about it, a 500-pound missile that hits planet Earth barely creates a plume when you look at its 8,000-mile diameter. Now, the moon's like 1,200 miles across, has 1/6 gravity. So, yeah, you might get a plume going up a little bit more. But, I don't know. But they faked these pictures of the lunar landers on the moon. The main reason why we know they fake them is that the landscape around these landings is identical between different missions, which means they use the same set and the same props. Just unbelievable. Would the artist fucking die? You couldn't build a different prop in the background? Unbelievable. It's just kind of funny that the... we all know that governments are very inefficient, right? We do, which is why government healthcare is horseshit. Government anything is fucking horseshit. I think the military is the only thing that can operate with any level of efficiency. But you can see inside of a hoax that these sumbitches were so lazy. Probably so bureaucratically tied down they couldn't get an artist to create 6 different sets for 6 different missions. Same place. At one point they put rocks on the ground to cover up the previous set, but the background mountains are exactly the same. And then when they ask NASA to, you know, explain that, their excuse is that, oh, it's the same mountains in the background. This is supposedly a celestial body that's 1,200 miles around, or sorry, across, which means there's no way you're ever going to see the same thing in the background, right? For those of you who live in Kansas who drive towards the Rocky Mountains, you can see the Rocky Mountains for miles and miles and miles. But if you were coming in from Oklahoma or Nebraska, you're going to see the mountains, but they're going to be at a different perspective. They will. Because you're really far away from the previous location. Or someone else's location on the highway, right? Now, Q gets a lot of backup for, I think, reasons that are astonishing. One being tip-top, tippy-top. Now, that could be a couple things. Someone could actually be talking to Q, and that actually occurs. Or someone could be sort of trolling the Q followers and from the White House and say, look, they wanted you to say tip-top, tippy-top. Oh, let's do it. What's the ramifications of doing it? Well, you get a whole following. Then the part that concerns me is the numerology that swims around Q. You can make numerology do anything that you want. Anything that you want. Because random numbers occur all over the place, and because anyone can pick out of a series of events the numeric interpretation of those events, dates, times, number of people in the room, you know, your longitudinal, latitudinal thing, you can always keep searching for numbers in the room that you're in to eventually find a bunch of things that correlate with the number that's in your head. Obviously, the smaller the number, like a 17, it's even easier. Now, if I gave you a prime number that is a million digits long, then you're not going to find duplicates. And that's why encryption is all based on prime numbers, because they don't naturally reoccur in the number system. So imagine you wanted to create some posts that had correlations with someone else's posts. Well, as a numerologist, let's go back to the layman side of things. On the layman side of things, you're thinking, oh my God, it's astronomically against that this could ever occur. If two numbers between President Trump's tweets and QAnon's posts correlate, especially time of day, whatever, then that must be a miracle, and he must be sitting right next to Trump. He must be JFK Jr. reincarnated, or, you know, whatever. Again, the evidence that that's the case, which I haven't really talked about in the episode yet, some people think QAnon is JFK Jr. There's a woman that stood behind Trump at a rally that looks extremely identical to his wife. There's another woman that looks very much like his sister-in-law. There appears to be some kids who are part of the Kennedy family, definitely identified in the back. And this weird Vincent, was it Kustra, whatever his name is, in the background. Some weird dude who's in a total disguise. May or may not be him. I don't know. I hope it's the truth, man. I hope that's the case. And he pops out sometime before the primaries. But now, if you want to create a bunch of, you know, numerical things, coincidental things, you have to understand, one, this has been an art that's been around for, I'm going to say, thousands and thousands of years. Far more than 2,000 years. Because it becomes a manipulation onto the people to claim that you have numeric knowledge of their life. Now, there's a certain times of day that Donald Trump will post. And you can take a look at every post that he's ever done since he joined Twitter and create a graph for every single year and month and say, okay, as president, he posts this level of frequency at this time of day. And as a reality show guy, real estate mogul, he used to do this. And so you can kind of average between and find out general time of day. So you could technically post at his surge moments Because Q will post, like, in some days he might post 2 posts. Other days he'll post 12 posts. And coincidentally, the days that he posts a lot are the days that we have a lot of correlations numerically. People saying the time of day and the time of day is, you know, he posted 30 seconds before Trump posted. And Q says, well, that's because I'm sitting next to Trump. We're coordinating. All right. But don't you think that if I wanted to do that to you, I could do that to you? I know when you post before work, at lunch, and after you get home from work, after you eat dinner and you're about to hop into bed, and I simply post on top of those time frames about you. But I also know about you because you're in the press. I know about the issues surrounding your entire existence. I know which issues are unresolved, and I know which issues are resolved. And so I simply go after agendas. Now, I'm going to miss most of the time, right? But if I happen to post a few seconds before you post about something that's painfully obvious to the public and the agenda that's going on, well, then I might look like a genius. If man had the technology to go to the moon, then man would have gone back to the moon before they had gone to Mars. Just like I said in my episode. But the fact that we haven't reveals that we haven't. It's just that simple. Now, the flip side of the whole thing may be that they're protecting NASA. But in that case, you might just take the tack that, no, they were real. Now, again, like some of the listeners who have posted in the comment section of YouTube's have said, which I love, they say, you Americans are the only ones that think you ever went to the moon. Most of the world has come to the grips that you lied. Do we know exactly how you did it? Not exactly. Some people do, though. So what would it mean if QAnon wasn't really embedded in the Trump administration? He and maybe a group of his folks are just some great autists out there who do believe in patriotism and the freedom, and they are orchestrating nothing into something, or unrelated issues into something that looks like a tapestry of intent. Perhaps he is able to sort of dissect the overall vector of what the Trump administration seems to be doing, and then he creates his own fabrication of unity over it. I still don't believe, even if the guy was completely fake, that Trump is an idiot by any stretch. I know people like to jump on that, but they're typically morons themselves. You know, it takes one to know one. So why is it that most of the smart people out there think that Trump's a genius? Were those that are pedophile defending TED talkers, you know, continually call him names when they haven't been able to accomplish even a fucking, you know, a millionth of what he's done in his lifetime? It's hilarious, man. It's called the jealous. But like I said a long time ago, even if Q is a LARP, a live-action role-playing exercise, which looks like, for me, looks very, very evident that that's the case. Even with the John McCain put to death situation and being able to predict that time of day, you know, this person could have some sort of eye into something. But even if he was a LARP, the cool thing is he's got a bunch of kids thinking about things like they've never thought about things before. And the amount of information that this dude or dudes have revealed have been extremely valuable to everyone. Now, I realize that, you know, even I think I've said in episodes before to specifically get on the moon mission thing, because what has he said? He said, it was literally like a play out of the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, where Jake Busey plays this crazy priest who is opposed to reaching out to aliens with this crazy machine that they created, and he sabotages it with an explosion. It all blows up, and then you find out that I think it was John Hurt's character who plays the old man. He's built two. And so he's like, don't worry, we're going to use the second one. Always build it back up. And so it was this kind of secret project. So they made contact with the alien outside of the public eye, and so all the information could be gathered and coveted, as it is in this world many times over. So we have this science fiction thing in our brain that somehow these, you know, these rockets, these maybe anti-gravity machines that we did invent because, you know, again, in the 60s, we had it figured out. We did. We just didn't have the power supplies figured out. That somehow we're hobnobbing the stars. We're going to our moons. These things aren't trackable by amateur astronomers. Do you realize any time of day, in either the northern or southern hemisphere, there are astronomy students, observatories. But let's stick with astronomy students because they don't have any payoff, right? They're not hiding child porn inside an observatory in New Mexico. So they're looking at space. They're looking at space with telescopes. And if you start having, you know, space vehicles going towards the moon in an unscheduled event, you're going to have to dampen all of the radar systems in the world for all of our friend and foe. You know, if the Russians see us doing it, I mean, they haven't been our friend for the better part of 50 years, 60 years. So they're not going to sit idly by. They're going to report it in their newspaper that something went from American soil or American-controlled soil, maybe like Guam or something, up to the moon. They're going to see it happen. They're going to see it launch. They have satellites too, man. They're running reconnaissance surveillance footage from their version of the U-2 and SR-71. They've got that stuff. You can't just go to the moon. With today's hardware, they couldn't run the hoax that they ran between 1969 and 1972 because we would be able to see that nothing actually went up there. But I think that the reply from Q about the moon reveals Q's true art, which is fiction, telling stories. Now, the difference with the moon's statement versus other statements is that most of the statements are sort of what we have to do as screenwriters. If somebody said, okay, we have photographic proof that John McCain talked with ISIS leaders in the Middle East, took a bunch of photographs. We have the photographs. We have the proof. One of the guys flew to the United States, took pictures with Paul Ryan. So there's a cabal here. There's a treasonistic, seditionistic thing. He was put to death. Paul Ryan won't get to run again for office. Other people get put to death eventually. So let's write a movie about that. Well, then I come in as a screenwriter and go, what do you know? Well, we have some travel plans. You know, we got their tickets. We have where they stayed hotel-wise. We don't know the conversations that they had. And I'm sitting there going, okay, well, what was the overall thought process behind the deal that John McCain put together? Well, it's a two-pronged deal. It's him having to work out the leadership of ISIS and how he's going to fund them. So he had this, we think, information from the Clinton, Obama, you know, whatever EU organization that wanted the Middle East to be completely toppled by the World Banks. So you have to get rid of Iran and Syria. But also, he's trying to provide uranium, because Hillary and Obama have worked out this deal to sell them 20 to 25% of Americans' uranium to a Canadian company that's then owned by a Russian company. But when we're shipping that over, we're actually going to divert more supply that's unreported directly to Iran, which will be hidden in Syria, and they can have a little weapons program. Okay. Premise, no story whatsoever. Meaning no one really cares yet about the players in this story. Who is John McCain? Who are these people, these ISIS generals that they're meeting with, right? And so, good storyteller, we're getting there and filling up all the DNA. How do they say hello when they meet? What is the tension of having a U.S. senator who has a very recognizable face, who's got, you know, physical ailments from his plane crash? How do you hide that guy? What kind of vehicles would you put him in? Is it one of these situations where if he lands over there, no one knows him, no one gives a shit? Don't know. He's a white guy in the Middle East, so he sticks, and he's so fucking pasty before he got killed that, you know, John McCain walking around you would look like that pure white ghosty old man. So I'm thinking, you know, cars with tinted windows. You're going to have to get him off a tarmac, which is definitely going to be a daylight thing. Or maybe they pull the plane inside of a warehouse and get out of the thing without being viewed. Gets in a band of SUVs. Do we do a whole, you know, caravan of SUVs, like an Iron Column that's very noticeable to the public? Or we just bring over a Mercedes? Do we bring a crappy truck and he's hidden in some compartment? I mean, do we dress him up like an Arab? Do we put a whole cloth around him and a turban on him? You have to make all these decisions. Q may just be a great screenwriter. A very autistic screenwriter. Someone who sees a bunch of stuff. Maybe he's a professional. But with the moon thing, you have this tantalizing break between the mundane of politics, military, tribunal talk, all this sort of super acidic thing, and someone throws him something interesting. Now, what's interesting about it is Q has never mentioned anything about chemtrails. Okay. So, Trump is in charge. According to QAnon, he is utterly taking over the world, getting rid of all pedophilia. And again, we have seen a huge surge in the anti-pedophilia, you know, movement in terms of arresting these people. I mean, it's really exciting, to be honest. I had no idea how fucking proliferated it was in this world until this movement. So he's all these things, but we have planes that still spray us. Absolutely powder the sky of California. And we have storms right after that. We have storms that were here and they get erased. I mean, it's horrible. I don't remember the last time it rained in California where I live. How fucking scary is that? But we've had plenty of overcast days. And then when it all boils off, it's full of webs, right? And again, the planes that fly over and drop this crap never land at Long Beach Airport. They never land at John Wayne, Santa Ana Airport. They're always on their way somewhere, right? But they're low enough to the ground that if I hit them with a 50x zoom, I can see the brand on the back of the frickin' plane, which is unrecognizable. It literally looked like a Southwest plane, but when you get on the back fin, it doesn't have the Southwest logo. Like it's an old taxi cab. It just has the old taxi cab paint job, or the Blues Brothers cop car, where it's just had all the emblems, you know, painted off or painted over, right? So here comes this juicy topic. You got chemtrails on the left and moon on the right. Well, QAnon has no fucking idea what chemtrails are. Trump supposedly is being backed by the military-industrial complex, which is then backed by the NSA. Hey, that's exciting. If they're the good guys, that's super exciting. Well, fine. Turn off the goddamn chemtrails. We know from the woman, I forget her name, but she was the one that now opens for sort of indie concerts. She said she took care of the barium oxide and aluminum oxide shipments into the Air Force base just outside Oklahoma City for 2 or 3 years. And then she was promoted, went to Georgia. Did the same thing. She wasn't allowed to ask who the sources were. She said they drove into a specific NASA hangar, and then these planes come out and fly and do their thing. No agenda behind that whatsoever? Seriously? All right. But for someone of Q's IQ, and I have a friend that believes that he has read that Q is 10 people, I have never, ever read that. I've never heard that mentioned twice. Only him. I have seen hundreds of hours of YouTube videos analyzing Q posts, and no one has ever said that. So as far as I know, it's one dude, and all that he's ever admitted was that 9 people know who he is. That's it. It seems like there would be a team of people kind of dissecting this thing, but maybe this person's just absolutely incredible, like a beautiful mind thinker, right? But with the moon mission, I think the person of that caliber might say, oh, this is an easy one. I know exactly what to tell these people to get them to believe something different than this conspiracy. It's not that we did go and, you know, Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon. It's not that we didn't go and Neil Armstrong was in fucking Hawaii and they all at the press conference looked like someone had, you know, raped them. It's a third thing. And the third thing is it's right out of the movie Contact. It's right out of several different science fiction stories where they have a secret base on Earth. an S4 or Area 51 thing, and they've developed all these blah 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 ships, and they went to the moon. Okay. Now, you're talking to a guy who did his research on Roswell. And again, unless someone can parse or pierce the lump of information from that event, it seems to be fairly believable. Can't believe I say that, but I think it's true. Some people might say, well, that's it. You know, they reverse engineered that ship, perhaps some other ships, and they figured out how to get to the moon. If you're going to believe that, then I think there's a little bit of substance to Bob Lazar's story of going to work for Air 51, then S4, and trying to reverse engineer antimatter engines inside of a pristine ship. Well, why are they reverse engineering that? If supposedly, way before that, according to Q, they have engines that go to the moon. Again, I've said it a million times, I'll say it a million times more. Don't exaggerate. No. The Orion project from NASA was launched about 2 or 3 years ago. And they said that the purpose of this project is to figure out how to put human flesh through the Van Allen belts. Okay. So you do it, goddamn, like almost 20 times between 1967 and 1972. But you can't do it today. Would you fucking lose the recipe on how to make ice cubes, right? So again, that was just a few years ago. According to Q, not a technical problem. Not a technical problem, and no one's giving NASA this information. That was a damning project that they greenlit. They did one exercise. They put a capsule through the Van Allen belts. It must have been so fucking radioactive and so absolutely impossible to get through that they canceled the project because they know they're 50 to 100 years away from getting through that shit. When Bart Sabrell asked NASA, hey, what were the readings of the radiation? They said it's classified. So what the fuck are you talking about, classified? Was the amount of photons coming off the sun on average, is that classified? It's the physical nature of the universe. It's not classified. What's the speed of terminal velocity? Oh, it's classified. What do you mean it's classified? It just is the way the universe fucking is, dude. They kept it classified because it is off the fucking chain, insanely radioactive. Which means Q's fucking line of us going to the moon is, again, bullshit. Which means that person didn't say, I don't know, right? That person could have said, look, we're focused on pedophilia, the World Bank, the DNC crimes that were committed to spy on Donald Trump. We're not interested in, nor do we have proxy to, those that understand what happened on the moon mission. But who tends to reach out and lie when they shouldn't? You know these people. You knew them in grade school. You probably even knew them before grade school. It's the guys and girls that need attention. They just can't leave something alone. They got to push themselves into it. There was Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live did a character where she would twirl her hair. And no matter what you said in the room, she would top you. And she just talked like this. And, you know, if you said, hey, I met Kiss the other day backstage. It was amazing. Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley. She's like, oh, well, you know, I'm their niece, you know, and I used to spend every day with them, you know, from the age of 1 to 16. And she'd just start topping you. It was the joke that this person couldn't leave things alone. It's a brilliant character. Really sorry to see her leave the show. I'm sort of down with Chevy Chase's comment that it's the worst fucking humor out there nowadays. So the real question is, what if QAnon's fake? Now, some of you have just rushed in and said, it's all been CIA, you're a fucking idiot, blah, 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 blah. Maybe. What the hell would they be doing making Trump look amazing while Trump is doing everything to spite them? Right? It's very, very clear there's a deep state war going on. The very fact that humanity says deep state now is pretty unbelievable. I mean, that's a victory of pulling the veil off the eyes of everyone, even if a mainstream person who believes everything the mass media says deep state. That's progress. that's progress. Maybe they're rooting for the deep state, and then, okay, great. It's just like Malcolm X said, I'd rather have a guy call me the N-word to my face than behind my back. At least I know where my enemy is. Perfect. Same thing with someone else that says, I support the deep state. Great, we know who you are now. We can get rid of you now, right? Now, even if Q is sort of an embellishing storyteller, even if he is one of these guys that takes care of these mystery houses that you can go and have dinner at, you know, that's what I think. If he's fake, he's definitely got a business where he does this. There's been a lot of people saying that there have been folks like this in the past on the internet, either on Reddit or 8chan or 4chan, where they do take people on these wild goose chases, and it's been communicated that these people know that they're on a wild goose chase, but it's fun. It's a brilliant, high-level, super intellectual technique of being entertained. With what's going on in the world today, it is a beautiful platform to write stories, right? How many of you would see a movie if it was all about the Clintons? And, you know, I mean, it's an interesting background of people. And eventually, these two folks get together. She has a kid with her attorney boss. He says, I'll adopt her. It's cool. I want to be a politician. You want to be a politician. I'm a rapist. You're a lesbian. You managed to have a kid. That's cool. So now we have the kid thing taken care of. Let's get together and let's be a unit. They just happen to live in Arkansas, which happens to take care of the MENA, Arkansas drug trade. So they inherit this pre-existing thing. They're getting, you know, they're taken to a back room and it says, hey, are you willing to be evil as fuck to have this job? And they're like, fuck yeah. Can I get a bunch of pussy? Hell yeah. Can I chase women? Sure. Yeah. Both of you. Right. Okay. Well, you know, my kid isn't his kid. So what are we going to do? We'll get her plastic surgery when she gets inside of her 20s. We got the best in the world. We'll make sure she doesn't look like her daddy. Oh, okay, great. By the way, anyone gets in your way, we have a whole hit squad that'll arc inside anybody. Oh, okay. Wouldn't you want to see that movie? Wouldn't that be fucking interesting? You know, if you knew all the arc inside stuff, all the people that were killed in Arkansas before they became the first family, okay, you're talking about dozens of people getting shot by the same dude. Some guy used to kill people with shotguns to the head. So a bunch of their previous associates and ancillary people around their life got their heads blown clean off. Now, let me be my own devil's advocate. I've already hinted at what I think is the lunacy of making the claim that Q made in his post. I think the world would be a completely different place if we'd ever been to the moon. Could there be some secret project on the back channel where this occurs? The amount of people it took to create the hoax was pretty insane, wouldn't you say? $9.5 billion spent by 1972. Agencies from all around the United States and the world who were participating in this thing were building all kinds of things at top rate speeds. The capsules, the engines, the fuselage, the programming that automated the, you know, the sections breaking off, all kinds of experimentation just to fake. And I don't mean fake as in it didn't happen, but just to get the Saturn V to launch in front of the public and not explode. Phenomenal. To train astronauts, to find astronauts that'll go in on it. So that when the press conference comes around and they look absolutely disheveled, they keep their mouth shut. Right? We got the Kubrick confession. Which again, every single claim about that Kubrick confession being anything other than a Kubrick confession has fallen flat on its fucking face. Well, they try to name the actor. The actor doesn't exist. They try to say that it's a guy named, Peter, or whatever the hell the director's name was. He was talking in third person. The official statements from the Kubrick family saying it's not their husband, not their father. Can't find any confirmation of any of that stuff. It's all fake. They said it was a promo deal from the Kubrick movie that just so fucking happened to drop at the same month that dropped. They're like, we have nothing to do with this. Well, I can tell you from sitting in boardrooms at major studios like Paramount and Fox 20th Century Fox, when they're talking about viral slips and drops, and my friends who were involved with other projects at the studios that did the exact same thing, they love the trivia that they made these things. You know, when the Tron Legacy trailer dropped out of Comic-Con, supposedly was a unauthorized cell phone footage of the trailer. That was a Disney employee doing that. Okay. It's cool, it's fun, but no one ever claimed the Kubrick hoax except the guy who said he did it, who was a 20, 25-year friend of the Kubrick family. Okay. Why do they need to fake all this stuff if they're going to do it in some back channel? They sure as hell couldn't have pulled it off scientifically up until 72. So what agency? What agency exists that can get to the moon that is any agency that we have any contact with at all? I mean, sure, there could be, we could be in a big contact lens of a dome. We think we're on a planet that's spherical. They've designed it to look like it's spherical. They've designed the stars to give the impression that we're in some heliocentric ball, but we're actually in some petri dish floating in space. Okay, whatever. Okay. If it's that fucking, you know, the owners of the dome, owners of the world, owners of the moon, whatever, then this discussion is sort of moot to begin with. The question to Q was, did Neil Armstrong step off that goddamn platform onto the moon? They're not asking him if some covert goddamn project somewhere on the planet Earth did it. They're not asking that question. And if you're going to make the outrageous claim that some other hidden agency did it, then you have to produce the outrageous evidence. Part of me wishes he had left the question alone to keep the illusion of his truthfulness going, because there's power in truth. There's power. There's already posts on the board that are calling him out for saying that it was real. Now, let's say that he was fake, but he's really on this patriotic mission to help out. Hell, what if he was JFK Jr., but he doesn't really have any super deep connections into anything? Maybe he has light connections into things. The cool thing about Q that legitimizes him to a particular level is that he doesn't really post the information himself. He posts links to things that you can read that are part of people's official Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts, websites about the Arab Brotherhood, all the folks that were part of that NXIVM sex cult. Well, they're all bragging on their personal web pages that they're a part of the cult. It does seem that people are being arrested who are connected to various aspects of cults. So there's something very, very legit going on, regardless if this person is real and simply embellishing the moon thing. I think the moon comment reveals a lack of perspective on sort of how information is disseminated. And again, he's never stepped over into an outrageous conspiracy theory at all that I know of. I mean, people have asked him about 9/11. He doesn't make any comments about that. He might talk about the repercussions of it, what it enabled, but he won't talk about, you know, holograms being used to look like planes not hitting the World Trade Centers, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't go into it. Smart. If you do not have the information, do not try to embellish. But in this one particular case, he did. The other side effect of the answer that he gave was that if they went to the moon, then something would have been revealed to mankind. So simply to say, oh, no, they weren't fake, but it wasn't the missions that you saw. It was this other secret mission that was by some secret fucking agency that has secret goddamn super advanced technology that one can get through the Van Allen belt, so what the Orion Project couldn't, and two, had the propulsion systems to escape Earth's gravity to take a payload to the moon. Now again, rovers would be the way that you would do it, wouldn't you? Okay, so the Van Allen belts are lethal. All right, we're totally cool with that. Hey, man, we're all part of humanity. We all want to get there just to fucking say we got there, right? Whether it be a tiny disk in space that's two-dimensional, it's 3,200 miles in the sky, or if it's 237,000 miles on average in a elliptical loop, something would be revealed. One, the craters don't fucking exist. I'll tell you that, man. Unbelievable. I saw another special the other night where they were saying that there's a study going on at NASA that this big thing looks like a crater. I forgot what planet it was. It was Europa or something, which is mostly ice, but it was one of the moons of one of the planets out there. That it's obviously a fucking volcano. It's got a lit core, right? Or this like pure white plasma energy seems to be coming out of the center, and then it's got the splatter marks where the shit's coming out and splashing on the interior of the concave shape that is a goddamn volcano. But Q didn't say anything about the hows, the whats, the whys, what they discovered. Now, there's this post that I haven't talked about, posted by someone named R. This is where the JFK Jr. thing popped out, okay? Now, his name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. He is not Robert Kennedy. This R thing, I think everyone was thinking Robert Kennedy and saying, well, that's R. Of course, it's JFK Jr. And it's like, why? Why is R JFK Jr.? But it talks about this bullet point list of things that JFK Sr. figured out. Talks about the fact that he realized that the bankers plotted against us for the 16th Amendment starting in 1909, which again is factually incorrect. They tried to pass the 16th Amendment or a hybrid of it in the 1800s, I think in 1894, 96, somewhere in there. And everybody was alive and awake, and they said, no, we're not doing this, right? We already had this whole, we have this national bank thing that's killed Lincoln and was responsible for the War of 1812. So we already have that. We don't need anything else. So they shut it down. But obviously Jekyll Island started doing their thing about 1909. But then it says he discovered, you know, what NASA was really about. And then the second line down after NASA says something about he discovered the Greys. Some people, most people, think he's talking about aliens. Why are they here is sort of, and why they're here and what they're trying to do. Something to that effect. And other people have said, no, Greys are actually government operatives that are sort of out of the public eye, right? Now, I had explained to me a long time ago that you have various designations of people that are in covert projects. You have your whites, your blacks, or your darks, your light and your darks. Your people are kind of invisibles, which is where your grays come from. And then you have your ghosts. Your ghosts are the people that are absolutely off the books. They don't exist in any government registry as having been born. And they just operate with fake IDs everywhere they go. Ghost Recon, those video games out of France from Ubisoft, right? That's what those folks are. So supposedly, in your almost pre-ghost stage, you have grays. They kind of exist, but they don't exist. Your black ops are your darks. Your white hats are your whites. The brights, the lights, right? They're in the public eye, they're in surveillance cameras at the Boston bombing wearing white hats and that kind of stuff. There's a bit of confusion for me in that the white hats have always been CIA operatives. But now white hats are in the Q movement, the heroes. So no one's ever really explained that anomaly. Really strange, right? Do we have to be careful with the QAnon movement? I think unequivocally, yes. Because again, the problem that we're having in this world is due to group allegiance. Now, there's a bit of a difference here between a group allegiance and an idea allegiance, right? Magna Carta / Common Law / the Constitution of the United States, as it was written by our forefathers, the 10 Bill of Rights, which is as Magna Carta as it gets. That's an idea that we can all get behind. When it comes to groups like the Republican National Party or the Democratic National Party or whatever Labor Party, Liberal Party you have in your country, the EU versus something else, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, all these groups, Bilderberg groups, all those groups. They come with financial and class structure benefits in most cases. The higher up you go in those organizations, the more the benefits come to your life. Now, when you wake up in the morning and you think about the trials and tribulations that you have in this world, think about it. What is the anatomy of your problems? It's typically money related, which then leads to you being able to establish yourselves to a partner in life. A female, a male, doesn't matter what your orientation is. They want to know that you can take care of yourself. I think the funny thing that's an indicator of this is that when there was videotaped dating services in the late 80s, early 90s, people were going after their personalities. You know, I like this. I like fucking monster truck rallies and hard rock. I like, you know, walks on the beach and making macrame. Today, dating sites, and I've had a few clients in the last 10 years that I've had to help make these websites. The big thing is that people are saying, I want someone who has a job, someone who can take care of their own business. Females are saying, look, I'm not here to support you. I might have enough money to support you, but I don't want to date a loser that can't support themselves. And those are like the first opening statements in a lot of the profiles. Interesting, total evolution in the way that we approach each other, because everyone's gone through the scams of the 80s and 90s where men would shack up with ladies and then they'd quit their job, lose their job, and then claim hardship. Some of them legit, some of them total lazy people. It's interesting. So the Q movement itself is, I think, fairly healthy in that it's trying to go for the idea of truth. More than a political party, more than a political leader. Of course, there are a lot of memes out there giving Trump tremendous accolades for his accomplishments. Hey, I think I'm seeing the accomplishments he's doing, so I support that idea. I don't support him walking up to a podium and being very self-congratulatory. I think that shows a major insecurity in his fabric, and they've talked about it at length in documentaries about him, that his father was a very hard ass. He was a tremendous hard ass and never quite gave him the accolade that he obviously deserved for his accomplishments. And so he carries that to this day, and he his father's long gone, so he gets it from the world. Maybe it's a fuel behind his insecurity. I hope that's not the case, but that's what it seems like. Does it make him ineffective? No, not at all. He's getting stuff done. If people get out of his way, you get a lot more done. Is there a lot more play in the world that anyone knows? Hell yes, right? Who even knows the percentage of evil shit going on in this world that needs to be dealt with for us to truly enjoy the Constitution and Magna Carta? Is it 95% of the world's fucked and he's got to fix it all? With obviously all of his constituents around the world that want to get out of the darkness that they've been stuck in. Who knows? Could be 99%. Could be 10%. Could be 5%. Could be just 5% of the world's fucked, because 5% is fucked, but it's the controlling 5%. They have complete domain over us, and we need to stop them. We really do. I think Q also has a few anomalies in his speech patterns, and again, one of my closest Q-following friends claims it's due to there being 10 Qs. Again, I have no evidence that that's the case. Please point me in the direction or the posts that indicate such a thing. I'm told they're posts, but I think I've read them all, at least all his posts, not all the Anon responses. But he will tell you, don't worry, we have all the evidence, we have everything, enjoy the show. And that's pretty much, among these two comments I'm going to mention, probably at least two-thirds, if not more, of the comments that he makes. We don't need to do anything. We simply need to enjoy the show. And his reason for posting to us is to get us up to date on the issues so that when we see movement in the world, we're not panicked. I think that's a brilliant objective. But there's this other strand of posts that come out that say, fight, fight, fight. You have all the power. You were weak when you were divided. You were strong when you were together. Obviously a true statement, but why is he telling us to fight, fight, fight? What are we fighting? Now, it's come out that memes are a very interesting mechanism, and memes are real. Everyone's seen a meme before, but they're usually about non-related issues to politics. But now we have a huge wave of memes that go out there where they're hiding fantastic information inside goofy, funny pictures. The algorithms that censor social media. I guarantee you this channel, Deep Thoughts Radio, is absolutely shadow banned by YouTube and always has been. Because they just look inside the speech recognition, what I say, they have transcripts, and they just keep me out of the search algorithm. The moon thing is very interesting because it's where I get the most, I guess, crosstalk between the non-shadow banned people and the shadow banned people. Like, they're able to find me somehow. There's websites out there that have posted the video that are outside of the shadow banning algorithm. So those two videos are almost at 30,000 combined views, which for me is huge, right? 14,000, almost 15,000 view videos. So memes are able to slip past the censorship mechanism because they are trying to figure out what the photograph is to ban that. So if they find a photograph of Hillary Clinton and they don't know what it is, you're going to get a shadow ban mark in the algorithm because they don't know. Are you saying something nice about it or something bad about it? Well, it's best that they shadow ban you because it will keep the bad things out. When they don't use that, when they use the troll cartoon, the little frog-looking dude who's green with the hair or whatever, and they're using that to mimic Hillary. They got a troll Hillary. Well, then you get to say what you want to say, and it hits the target in the mind of the human being, but the algorithm doesn't figure out what it is. So that's brilliant. The more people redraw the troll and don't use the clip art of the troll, the less that their database of photographs actually connects with the right image to then get you shadow banned. So this is something that has come up recently. I think in the last, I'd say 4 months, Q keeps saying, get your memes ready, get your memes ready. It's a meme war. So I think that's part of what the fight, fight, fight thing is all about. The other aspect of the fight, fight, fight comment is get out and vote. You really do have to get yourself out there and cast a ballot, because if the NSA and the FBI, if they're even playing the good game, which I think a lot of them are protecting our vote from voter fraud, from George Soros voting machines, from Diebold machines, then we have to put the votes into the good machines to get the vote to go one way or the other, right? What I don't like is, or I should say are, comments that seem to have little substance. So someone says something, again, outrageous in a quote, in a comment or something. We get very few of these in our feed, but I see them out there in the Anons. But they won't elaborate. They're so convinced that Q is this, Q is that, that he's not real. But they'll only give you like a partial sentence as to why they think that's the case. And so you're sitting there waiting going, okay. On this show, I've told you that the Big Bang is a bogus theory of all bogus theories about the creation of the universe. But then I will continue talking and tell you for 15, 20 minutes the theory of why I think that's not the case. Scientific reasons, mathematical reasons that are absolutely indisputable reasons. There. Now you've got the evidence in case you go up and talk to Stephen Hawking's best bud. And you say it, they're like, oh, come on, you're stupid. Everyone thinks it's the Big Bang. You're like, nope, can't be. Why? Because this. Oh, shit, you're right. Well, I guess we got to come up with some more fake patch theories on this thing to make sure that your logical thinking isn't a problem for those who continue to subscribe to the theory that we make a bunch of money off of, right? Anyway, I just wanted to put this video out there quickly before this goes any further. I'm very interested to see if he touches base on this again, because, again, he made an outrageous claim. Some shadow NASA agency / whatever agency went to the moon. Fucking no description of what happened as a result of that. Who flew it? What did they discover? You know, are there any covert pictures of what they actually got that are being smuggled under fiction? None of that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if he walks away from that statement, which is what he should do. He shouldn't try to go into it if he lied. If he didn't lie, then he needs to come up with the evidence so that we can support and continue to believe what he says at all. Anyhow, if you haven't been to deepthoughtsradio.com, please go. It has audio, video, and a locked Facebook group. Also has a Patreon page for those of you who support me. Super appreciate it. Going to make a quick bumper today. Take care of yourself on this California beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next Deep Thoughts. Over now.